The annual High Plains Chautauqua returns to Greeley this week with its unique blend of living history that draws on education, theater, and the humanities. This year's theme focuses on the 1960s. In addition to bringing in adult performers who will portray well-known names like Walter Cronkite, Maya Angelou, and Robert Kennedy, the program also works actively with young people to discover and teach the next generation of performers. Dozens of young Chautauqua scholars from schools throughout Weld County have spent a part of their summer diving into history books and the internet to bring characters from the past to life.
Then a cameraman ran up through the whole crowd and stuck a microphone right in front of my mouth. And he said, "Audrey, how does it feel to be known as the greatest actress of the 1960s? I was shocked. I had never had
any. That's Charlie Nelson, a soon-to-be sixth grader at Chapelo Fine Arts Magnet K through 8 school in Greeley. She's portraying actress and philanthropist Audrey Hepburn, but she's not preparing for this role all on her own.
Beautifully done. The accent is fun. Was that hard? Did you work on it at all? It just came.
Susan Marie Fronchek is a living history scholar and a seasoned Chautauqua performer herself. She also works with young Chautauquans to develop their presentations. On this day, she's coaching a group of middle school-aged performers in a community room at the Centennial Park Library in Greeley.
I start by asking the kids three questions. Why should I be remembered in history, meaning my character? What hardships or obstacles did I face? What was hard along the way? Because that's where character is formed. And third, what was my historical context? Where and when did I live? How did that place and time affect my life? And with those, that helps you decide what to put in a monologue and what to leave out.
After the young performers have researched and written their monologues, it's time to get up and practice in front of an audience. They'll start with their peers and parents.
Bonjour, mes amis. Hello, my friends. I am honored that you would have me, your humble prime minister.
That's Greeley Central High School junior Hayden Hine performing as French politician Charles de Gaulle. Fronchek pays attention to every word and gesture, taking notes and rarely interrupting unless it's to fact-check a detail. At the end of the performance, she offers guidance tailored to each child.
Something I love about the Young Chautauqua program is it doesn't matter what level you come into it. If you come in and you're one of those kids who's just terrified to get up and speak, and if by the end of it you stood up and said five sentences clearly so an audience can hear it, that's a major accomplishment for that kid.
And say warm instead, and then that's that understatement, because it goes way more than warm.
For some kids, like the cameos, where they've been working at it for several years, those kids, I can work on some of those refinements and posture, not just nitpicks of historical accuracy, but timing, things that they can take themselves to the next level.
Who was it?
So I just try to see where each kid is. I try to see where they are and what's the one thing. If I could only give them one thing, because of course, with a given kid, maybe you can think of 10 things that would make them better. But if you tell them 10, then they'll feel awful about themselves and they'll go home and never want to do it again. You got to pick one or two little things that you really think is going to make them feel more powerful up there. You want to empower them to feel good about their performance and want to do it again and get better.
And of course, you yourself are still a performer. Is there something that you've learned coaching the young Chautauquans that you've, you know, has shaped what you do?
Absolutely. You can't teach without learning. And in fact, those three things that we began with, I need to credit at the time, fourth grade teacher out in Grand Junction, I was trying to shape. How do I tell the kids to get started? She's the one who came up with that list. It's modified. We've tweaked the wording over the years. But she was the one who managed to capture those three elements, and I've used them ever since. When I start a new character, Irma Bombeck, what's she remembered for? What was hard along the way to doing that? And how did her time and place affect her life? I try to take the why should I be remembered in history to a higher octave and say, and how does that connect to today?
the 19th annual High Plains Chautauqua begins this evening and runs through Thursday under the huge white tent on the Ames Community College campus in Greeley. You can see Susan Marie Fronczak perform as author and humorist Irma Bombeck Thursday evening. This year's theme is Blowin' in the Wind. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.